I don't know what you've heard about G.
Yeah.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Yeah.
He loves some red dirt and some Jordan speed. He's
yeah.
the afternoon J-U-B.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've heard about G.
Yeah.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves
yeah.
fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
Oh.
That's right.
Bless you.
It's 2:39 on a Tuesday. We have one of the Marconi-winning musers on our program. You know him, you love him, from 5:30 to 10. It is George Jub Jub Dunn.
Sweet spot.
How we doing?
Sweet spot. How we doing?
You not feeping today?
Feep?
I was feeping.
You were feeping?
Yeah, me and Gunner took our afternoon nap, but man, we're up now. We are partying.
Speaking of Gunner, does he know does he know of his new song that was created by AI yesterday during the music?
Yeah, I played it for him yesterday, and he wagged his tail.
He knew?
I think he heard his name in it, yeah.
That was incredible. I tuned in midway through that segment to hear the song, and I thought it was just a P1. Or one of your friends that wrote a song about Gunner. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. Like, no, this is just a computer.
It took about 10
seconds.
It's
just a matter of seconds. Yeah, it's generated. It's just it's frightening.
Well, as you would imagine, George, Ham has found this technology. And he played song as a return clip, I don't know, before the 2:15 segment. And do you have that here? What is this about, Ham? Monty?
This was my new smash hit Legs of Stone about Ham, who has sore legs from working out, going downstairs to pick up my empanadas.
Hold on, time out.
Go ahead.
Downstairs.
Sweet spot time out right
to
here.
To pick up your empanadas.
Ham working out or just walking downstairs is sore?
No, working out.
Okay, go on.
Yesterday was leg day. I did 15 squats with a 15-pound dumbbell.
Okay.
And I got jelly legs now.
So like a warrior.
So you just put the dumbbell up by your ear and do squats? Is that how?
No, I'm just holding it in front of me.
15? Oh, okay, that's progress.
I was going to do 3 sets, but then I decided to stop at 15.
Ticker room timeout.
Okay.
How often does Ham work out?
Oh, like every other day, kind of.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
But I've only done upper body stuff. This was my first venture into lower body.
I would call a timeout, but I think this is just where the segment is now.
But
what is the upper body workout?
I got my 5-pounders, and I'll kind of do like overhead presses and whatnot.
They're orange.
They're red.
Is it orange plastic weights?
Whatever you're
doing,
Ham, you keep it up. Don't take it from these guys. You look good, Ham.
Didn't you have one of those wrists?
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
Like one of those things you squeeze over and over?
Yeah, like a hand strengthener.
Yeah. Well, he is a drummer. He needs strong hands.
That's true.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Goodness.
He is.
We need to have the Ham Combine where we just do the squeeze weight, the 5-pound press, the 15-pound squat to see who
So like all new
can do
all new board ops need to be able to do this so we can judge them how good they'll be behind the board. Interesting.
Ham's going to get ripped.
He is.
It's the idea.
So, here is the hit song where Ham went to pick up my empanadas. Legs of Stone.
Sore legs aching down the street. Can't feel my toes dragging defeat. Gonna get those empanadas hot. Crispy French fries, that's my lot. Every step feels like a mile of grind. Feet heavy, got no to unwind. Belly calls out with a hungry cry. Gotta make it there. I'll fight or die. Empanadas on my mind. French fries, golden fried. Legs of stone, but I try for that taste I can't deny. Empanadas on my mind. French fries, golden fried. Legs of stone, but I try.
Oh, still going.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. It's like a full song?
Yeah,
like
such a banger.
This is incredible.
But I needed him to have a theme song when he walked back in, so when he's carrying my backup.
I want to see like a video montage of the empanada run with this playing behind it.
He's just fighting for tears, and he's all bloody.
He's fourth quarter Luca just trying to, trying to get some energy.
Your blood-soaked knees.
We've had a lot of fun with that. I have a whole like array of one-legged man songs in here now.
Okay.
pretty fun.
Yeah, we need to get
what's
some
a what's a funnier name for a food item? Chimichanga or empanada?
That's pretty close. Chimmy. It's neck and neck.
I think Chimmy's funnier.
Is it chimichanga or chimichanga?
It's chimichanga.
That's what I thought. But people in Texas say
Summer,
changa.
Summer Wheatley said chimichanga.
Summer said changa. Yeah, she didn't want to eat those every day.
You dip that with some chips and hot sauce?
Man, George, you missed out on some Napoleon Dynamite talk last week.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm totally tanked.
And we,
it's okay.
I've said that I've never experienced a movie like that before where the... Because Gordo said it on the Musers where the first time he watched it, he hated it. I almost walked out of it, and then my friends start talking about it. We're like, oh, yeah, that was kind of funny. And then I buy it on DVD, and I watch it twice a week.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw it, it shows how simple-minded I am. I got on the edge of the couch. I thought it was just so great. I was like, I cannot believe this movie. And my son had just seen it, you know, like months. It wasn't that long before at the theater because it didn't last long at the theater.
No, it was kind of an art house movie.
Yeah, and then it was out, you know, on HBO or something. And we watched it together one day, and, man, I was on the floor. I thought it was just the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Speaking of movie comedies, I'm mowing my yard yesterday during the Sweet Spot listening to the Up and Down Boys, Mino and Monty.
It's what we call our golf show because we're golf bros.
I heard that. Yeah. You guys are so obsessed with Up and Down.
If you're up, I'm down.
For whatever reason, the 1997 comedy Gone Fishing with Joe Pesci and
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover got brought up.
Yeah, Gus, we're going to catch some fish. Gus, yeah, Gus, yeah, Gus, we're going to go to Florida, Gus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That movie.
One of us.
Maybe I need to revisit because, dude, I hated that movie. I wanted to leave like halfway through it as a kiddo. My dad and I would see that. We're like, this is one of the worst comedies we've ever seen.
But I remember it. Of being pretty funny watching it with my boys. They thought it was funny.
Just misadventures of a fishing trip. Like,
well, they got in so many hijinks. They burned down their hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just struck by lightning.
They were just trying to catch a piggy perch.
It was a piggy perch.
It was a fun summer movie for 9-year-old Mino.
Well, it's summer now. We need to revisit some of these things.
Okay,
let's talk about Celtic Pride, which I do enjoy. Damon Wayans.
Now see that one.
Not bad.
That was kind of a miss, wasn't it?
Damon Wayans movies. I don't know. I remember thinking it was okay.
Was that another 97 movie? What year was that?
It's somewhere in there. That era.
And I think it was filmed at the Garden, the old Garden.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to watch it for tomorrow, but the Mavs lost. It would be something.
Was that the one Whoopi Goldberg was the coach?
No, that was,
Sister Act.
No, not Sister Act. It was
The View.
Goldberg. Coach.
What was it?
Ed?
Eddie. That was the Celtics,
Eddie.
Too.
Was
Eddie.
It
Eddie, yeah.
Eddie. Yeah, no, Ed is the monkey playing baseball. Yeah.
They had to put peanut butter in her mouth so she could talk.
Minor League Major Friendship. Ed.
That movie is not bad.
Okay.
Seriously.
Ed?
Ed.
I don't think I've seen Ed.
We need a summer movie series, and we've got some good nominees already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gone Fishing and Ed and Eddie. And
Corby and I had a private joke going for a while. Like when we were on vacation, somehow one of us would always stumble into Ed and send a picture of the screen that we were watching Ed.
Yeah. How have I never seen this?
Yeah. This is.
Man, he plays
it's a monkey
too.
That plays baseball.
Yeah, they do not hide him in the lineup. They put him at third, and he's pretty darn good.
It's a monkey!
His on-base is great because the strike zone's not very big.
Yeah, I can't remember much about his hitting. I just remember his fielding was just off the charts.
Yeah, he was like Ozzie Smith.
Was he in the nine hole?
They may have tried to hide him. But I don't know. Maybe he was swatting homers. I can't remember.
If you're picking out a hot corner,
defensively,
maybe you can hit.
I just remember defensively, he robbed so many smashes to left field.
Defensive
because he
war.
Could jump like 12 feet in the air.
I've learned that George loves sports movies where there's an animal playing sports.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like the bear movie where he's going to play defensive tackle.
We're working on it.
Any animal that's a fish out of water, so if they're talking or, if they're at the hot corner.
Hey, and by the way,
or put them in center field.
Did you guys see the video I posted of that bear working out with those Russians? Look on my Twitter feed from like 3 days ago or so. There's two dudes working out on a tree, and the tree's going up and down because the bear is making it go up and down. He's like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I've made the claim before that I've seen bears in Russia do crazy things. Here's another example.
This is like the workout version of soaking for the bear and these dudes.
Their bears are built different.
Their bears are, it means more in Russia to the bears.
And those dudes have no fear.
Russia is
no,
a bear
fine.
Here. Whatever. Russia is they the SEC bear. For bears. It just means more.
It just means more. Look at that bear, though. He knows what he's doing. He's part of the workout. So I just said they're on the same football team. They've got to be.
So are they like in a rotation? Because there's a dude hanging from the tree doing like leg swings. There's another dude punching him, and then
punching
there's the bear.
Him.
So are they going to rotate, and then the bear is going to be the guy punching one of the other guys?
And the bear goes third.
Yeah.
He's like taking his legs and like whipping him over the dude punching him.
Would you be just a little bit hesitant to punch the bear right in the ribs?
Might get a little low, hit him right in the dong.
He gets really ticked.
Hey, it's my bear dong. Stop doing that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well,
thank you for that.
That's the best I can do. I feel like this is a successful
this
segment,
helped us
George.
Today.
Yep.
Don't care about the Mavs.
You're helping the Metroplex heal, George. Thank you.
I know. It's a tough day. But you know what? This is nothing like 2006, though.
No, not
right?
at all. This is a world different.
I mean, they could have played better. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think they had much of a chance in this thing. I really don't.
There's a lot of good memories.
Monty may disagree. I heard what he was saying before this segment, but I don't know. I just don't think they had much of a chance currently constructed.
Monty, you going to rip?
Yeah,
you
gonna...
I mean, I just felt like during the actual games, like if they had just a little bit better play from guys that played really well through the first three rounds, then we could be talking about a different series. But, I mean, the way Kyrie fell off a cliff, PJ became a pumpkin...
But don't you think most of that was because of their opponent, though?
No.
Don't you think their opponent made him do that?
Uh-uh.
I'm not getting in a fight with Monty.
See, I agree with George.
He's our hero of the hardwood.
Empanada run.
Uh-oh, time for empanadas. Okay, I've said too much.
That's like our Oscar music. We said the empanada team.
Go to break.
All right.
On our mind.
All right, George. Let's do it again next week.
More corny 90s movies next week.
Empanadas.
There he goes, the great George Dunham, making us feel better here on a not-so-good Tuesday.